Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Smith, SMITH, first name Fred, FRED. The date of birth, January 20, 1945. Date of evaluation, February 28, 2022. The place of service, Excel Skilled Nursing Facility. The chief complaint, lower extremity swelling, the HPI. The patient is a 77-year-old male with history of hypertension who had been admitted to the Summit Medical Center on 2/19/2022 for erratic driving, period. On admission, the patient had noted that he was doing okay. He had been driving for Lyft, L-Y-F-T, period. He apparently had been driving through the McDonald's drive-thru when he hit a number of objects, period. He otherwise had no symptoms, period. The security guard had called the ambulance, period. Patient was noted to have lost his house and his homeless. He reported 6 months of lower extremity edema, period. In the emergency room, he was noted to be hypertensive with evidence of tachypnea, comma, fever to 104. Elevated lactic acid, leukocytosis, and evidence of acute on chronic anemia, period. His workup included echocardiogram, which had revealed normal LV function and normal RV function, period. He was found to have a DVT of the left lower extremity, period. Of note, his EF was 60-65%, period. Doppler had revealed acute occlusive DVT of the left popliteal veins, period. He was started on apixaban, period. His discharge diagnosis included 1, severe sepsis hyphen diarrhea, next number, dyspnea on exertion, next number, left lower extremity edema / DVT. Next number, hyperbilirubinemia. Next number, acute kidney injury. Next number, acute anemia. Next number, history of hypertension. Next number, history of chronic kidney disease. Next number, history of anemia, period. The patient currently denies chest pain, period. He was noted to have shortness of breath earlier and was started on diuretics, period. His past medical history includes hypertension, next number anemia, next number chronic kidney disease, next number history of homelessness, the medications at discharge acetaminophen 325 milligrams, take 2 tablets every 4 hours PRN pain, amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 PO daily, apixaban 5 milligrams 1 BID, iron sulfate 324 milligrams POBID, folic acid 1 milligram daily, Narco 5/325, take 1 tablet by mouth every 6 hours, PRN, Senoside 8.6 milligrams PRN, the allergies, non-drug allergies, the family history, non-contributory social history, the patient is currently homeless, period, otherwise unremarkable, the review systems, constitutional, currently no fever or chills, although he did have fever in the emergency room, neurologic, no headache or dizziness, cardiovascular, as per HPI, gastrointestinal, he apparently had been he apparently had diarrhea during his hospitalization period. He was then discharged on metronidazole period. With regards to his sepsis, infectious disease, with regards to his sepsis, he had been started on levofloxacin 500 milligrams daily for 3 days period. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 137/80, comma pulse 75, comma respiratory 19, comma temperature 97.8, saturation 96.1%. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Period. Extremities reveal 1 to 2 plus pitting edema. Period. He otherwise appears without significant abnormality, period. Impression, 1, sepsis, hyphen, resolving, next, number, homelessness, next number, edema, next number, DVT of the left lower extremity. The plan, continue antibiotics as directed. Treat edema by starting diuretics, period. PTOT as indicated, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, Ending Dictation on Patient Fred Smith.